From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. Suicide bombers struck two mosques in Afghanistan during Friday prayers, a Shiite mosque in Kabul and a Sunni mosque in Western Ghor province. The attacks killed at least 63 people. Here's how one witness described the scene.
Right after the clerics started their prayers, I was passing by the mosque and an explosion happened. There was chaos amongst the people. All the windows of the mosque were shattered. The police from a nearby checkpoint arrived and tried to control the crowd. All the wounded victims injured by the shattered windows and other victims were taken to hospital by ambulances, and the dead bodies were lying there.
No group immediately claimed responsibility for either attack. Iraqi forces took control Friday of the last district in the oil-rich province of Kirkuk, still in the hands of Kurdish Peshmerga fighters. Emily Wither has more.
The sounds heard by residents in northwest Kirkuk early Friday. A three-hour battle and Iraqi forces officially took control. Its loss leaves them with only about half of the oil revenue they sought to claim for themselves, which will make running their own state even harder.
Baghdad said it intends to occupy all disputed lands, returning the semi-autonomous Kurdistan region to its more constrained 2003 borders. U.S. intelligence officials say they are closely watching developments during China's 19th Party Congress, calling it a key test for Chinese President Xi Jinping and a telling barometer of what type of relationship Beijing will likely pursue with Washington. What has caught the eye and the attention of U.S. intelligence agency is how President Xi has consolidated power. For stories, videos, pictures, and more, follow Voice of America on social media. This is VOA News.